Hi, I'm Luke McCreary, Enterprise Account Executive at Dot Digital, where we help reach the right person at the right time, on the right channel, and with the right message.
Just expand on that a little bit then in terms of what you do and the kind of clients that you help and work with.
Yeah, so Dot Digital, we're a customer experience data platform which allows you to essentially access lots of data through various sources. So plugging in through a CRM, being able to take things through web forms and putting those into segments so you can really maximize that email engagement, but also through a omni-channel approach. So whether that be SMS marketing, push notifications, WhatsApp, TikTok, being able to have different touch points with one individual person so you can contact them in different ways.
Some of those things that you mentioned there are things in this crazy world of marketing that would now be classed as being quite old. You know, email, been around for a long time. SMS, bit of a resurgence of late. But things that were classed as being quite traditional ways of marketing now. Do you think there's any sign of any of those becoming any less popular or any less effective?
I don't think so. I think, obviously, the types of communications that you're receiving on, like, say, email communications, it's a huge revenue driver for a lot of businesses to be able to contact someone with, well, that's traditional e-commerce customers that we do work quite a lot with. It's one of our biggest business lines, with sales-based information, but also general updates about products. So if someone is offering a specific service, being able to contact them via email is a huge way to maximize that engagement. SMS marketing is also there to deliver that short, sharp message. And obviously in a very timely way. So the likes of automations can really trigger that communication to go out to someone and really land and have that lasting impact with someone.
How do you go about doing it well?
So I think one of the number one, I guess you could say, frustrations that a lot of people have whenever they even receive a communication, I'm sure you've been victim to them yourself, but it's like you'll get something, it's not personalized. It's they receive and it's like, dear valued customer, here's a little bit of information about the thing that you just bought. It really destroys that brand credibility because it's like you've just spent money with that brand, you've spent time with that brand, you spent even just a tiny bit of your knowledge with that brand. And if you're not having that engagement and you're not being treated as an individual person, that can have that lasting impact and really sort of leave a sour taste in someone's mouth.
It's almost like a contradiction, isn't it? When, dear valued customer, I'm like, if you valued me that much, you'd make the effort to just use my name.
Like, exactly, not, yeah.
You don't even need to type it in yourself. Like, there's various tools that will do that for you. So, yes, it does feel like a little bit of a kick in the teeth when you get those. And it still happens, which seems
absolutely
kind of crazy. What about trends and where you think things will go through 2024 and beyond?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest buzzwords, well, a few buzzwords, is artificial intelligence, yeah. AI. So we've had a few different launches in our product recently that really allow you to tap into the power of the possibility with AI. So whether that's generating content, which I think all marketeers are naturally fearful of, because it's like, is AI going to come along and take our jobs? You know, what's going to happen here? Really, it's using that as a tool to be able to enhance the more traditional marketeer,
yep,
who may suffer from writer's block, and really to sort of tap into that knowledge that is out there and publicly available in the likes of Google. So I think AI is probably the biggest trend that is really sort of we've seen taken off over these initial months of 2024, and it's having a real lasting impact.
How useful could that be from the point of view of this personalization sort of side of things, beyond just using someone's name than same valued customer, but in terms of the way an email is laid out or the colour scheme that it uses and things like that? Is stuff like that kind of more in reach for people now as kind of more tools become available?
Absolutely. I think we've recently adopted this. We've acquired a company called Fresh Relevance, who are an advanced personalization platform. Really, that allows you to personalize email and web communications so that every message that someone receives is a one-to-one message as opposed to a one-size-fits-all. So whether that be individual color coding, specific products, things like NextBot, or just general information, moving away from the traditional dear first name, but you know, if someone's going on holiday, sending through like what's the weather going to be like the week that they're going, specific locations, but you know, you've booked this holiday for this week, what are you doing next year? So really trying to maximize that interaction as well.
Exciting times in a lot of ways. So that's awesome. If anyone wants to find out a bit more about you guys and what you do, what's the best way for them to do that?
So we have a few landing pages on our site. Just go onto the dotdigital.com website, or alternatively email myself, Luke McCreary. Drop me a LinkedIn message across, but there are many ways to get in contact with Dot Digital, and we'll be sure to help where we can.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you for your time.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.